Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former CDC Director Susan Menares on Capitol Hill clarifying what her former boss, Health Secretary Robert Kennedy, said about her during his own hearing 2 weeks ago.
My tenure as CDC Director lasted 29 days. Since my removal, several explanations have been offered. That I told the Secretary I would resign. That I was not aligned with the administration priorities. Or that I was untrustworthy. None of those reflect what actually happened.
She says she wouldn't pre-approve vaccine recommendations without scientific evidence and wouldn't fire officials without concrete reasons. That, she says, is what happened. President Trump taking part in his second state visit in the UK. He's at Windsor Castle now. The Federal Reserve wrapping up its two-day meeting. Interest rates expected to be cut when the meeting concludes this afternoon. This is ABC News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. It may be harder for some to get vaccines this fall and winter. The Food and Drug Administration approved the new COVID-19 shot, but only for people over 65 and with underlying conditions. That's a huge departure from previous directives when the vaccine was recommended for anyone over 6 months. Now, Governor Tony Evers has signed an executive order trying to ensure everyone who wants a COVID-19 vaccine can get one. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Executive Order 275 directs Wisconsin's Department of Health Services to ensure everyone in the state can access vaccines. The order from the office of Governor Tony Evers is in response to new federal rules. Their statement also says there's a misinformation campaign to make it tougher to get recommended vaccines, especially for some age groups. Evers' order tells health, pharmacy, and insurance officials to review policies, inform people about their options, and remove obstacles to getting vaccinated. A statement says the directive aims to protect health by prioritizing science and accessibility.
Meanwhile, a member of Evers' cabinet is resigning this week. Missy Hughes is leaving her post as secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. WEDEC is a public-private agency that supports business development through loans, grants, and tax credits. Hughes has led WEDEC since 2019. Her resignation takes effect on Friday. There are rumors she could be considering a run for governor after Evers announced his retirement. Evers says they're already searching for her successor, and they'll announce her replacement in the coming weeks. And National Voter Registration Day was yesterday, but the Madison City Clerk's Office is celebrating all week with registration drives. Every day through Saturday, there are at least three locations across the city where you can register to vote. Many of them are at libraries, but those three locations change every day. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Baseball tonight in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Angels squaring off again tonight at American Family Field with Brandon Woodruff against LA's right-hander Jose Soriano. The Brewers with a great performance last night by Freddy Peralta cruised to a 9-2 victory, the magic number now 7, to clinch the Central Division. NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the 0-2 Browns in Cleveland Sunday. Game time at noon. Concern for Zach Tom and Aaron Banks getting back on the offensive line. Wide receiver Jaden Reed had his surgery yesterday to repair his broken collarbone and fractured foot. Former Packers quarterback Sean Clifford signs with the Bengals after Joe Burrow had surgery for his toe injury. Vikings running back Aaron Jones now on IR with a hamstring. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers back home Saturday against Maryland. Kickoff 11 a.m. at Camp Randall. And women's college volleyball, Mimi Collier named the National Player of the Week after Wisconsin swept both Milwaukee and the Georgia Bulldogs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
Still staying unseasonably warm today with highs climbing to the upper 80s. And with clear skies tonight, we stay mild down to the mid-60s. And for tomorrow, sunshine to start the day, still a warm one, reaching the mid-80s, and then a chance of showers and storms by the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 72.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Thursday morning, Tim Slecker will join us from Busted Pencils, and we'll talk to former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel.
And Trump has demanded that we take the John and Gordy flyer out of a park.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Madison, Wisconsin. More lakes, more bikes, better radio. WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Wednesday. A lot going on in the world today. Susan Menares and one of her colleagues are testifying before the Senate. Cash Patel is back testifying before the House. I'll bring you up to date on those things in about an hour. And this is what it looks like when a guy who bankrupted casinos says his economic policies will lower grocery prices on day one. Coffee's up 21%, beefsteaks 16%, eggs 10%, et cetera. We'll get into all that stuff today. Also, Trump is slashing anti-human trafficking efforts while sitting in Epstein's shadow. We'll get into that as the program in the second hour of the program. The DOJ eases proof of far-right terror to shield Trump's base. We'll talk about that. 400 days to stop Trump from killing democracy and the tragic Robinson story. But for our first hour, Congressman Mark Pocan is here with us. It's Middays with Mark, with Congressman Mark Pocan, the U.S. Congressman who represents the 2nd District of Wisconsin, the current member and chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, co-founder and co-chair of the Labor Caucus, and chair of the Congressional Equality Caucus. Pocan.house.gov is his website and his blue sky handle. Congressman, welcome back. It's always great having you with us.
Well, thanks, Tom. No, I'm really glad to be here. And a lot going on in Washington right now this week and in the coming days. And I'm glad that we're able to engage with the national audience about it.
It's a tough time. I'm curious, as the chairman of the Congressional Equality Caucus and an out gay man yourself, it's now come out that Tyler Robinson apparently, and again, this is my opinion, just from reading his dialogue with his lover, his friend and roommate, who was a man going through transition to become a woman, and I'm not sure where he is in that process, expressing love to each other. It seems to me like this is a badly misguided young man who grew up in a gun culture and saw his partner being trash-talked and thought that, the guns were the solution. I mean, and I don't mean this in any way to excuse what he did. It's horrible and never should happen. But this whole thing that he's part of some giant left-wing conspiracy that involves George Soros and all this other stuff that the right is out there pounding on, I'm just curious your thoughts on this.
Yeah, I don't think there's enough information to be able to say definitively anything specific. However, it is pretty clear there's no left-wing conspiracy. I mean, this is being used very much in a way to go after, I think, left organizations, to go after free speech. I wonder what part of the Constitution next is at risk. But, online, there's a database now of 50,000 names of people who've said something bad about Charlie Kirk since he's been assassinated, and they want them to lose their jobs. Derek Van Orden from Wisconsin's 3rd District, my neighbor, introduced legislation to take away funding from groups if they have someone under their employment who've done this. He's recommended ending the city of Eau Claire, 67,000 people, many of your listeners in Wisconsin. He wants to take away federal funding for the entire city because one alderman made a comment on social media he didn't like. In Ellsworth, Wisconsin, a smaller community, a teacher said something, and then he wants to take funding from the entire city away because a teacher, was not even a city employee, did something. I mean, this is the idiocy that is now coming out of this. So that's my real fear, is that we're suddenly going to, in claiming we support free speech, we're taking away speech rights. I mean, people have a right to say awful and dumb things as well. That's free speech. But, you know, what I'm seeing is being from Wisconsin, unfortunately, you know, Joe McCarthy.
I was just thinking about that.
Totally.
This is the blacklist. The Hollywood blacklist all over again.
And this is my real fear, is that they're now taking Charlie Kirk, who said many awful things himself quite often in his career, and now trying to sanctify him and using him to go after free speech rights. I mean, they have a censure resolution for Ilhan Omar on the floor today, and she said nothing. They don't have a quote to even attribute to her. It's just she's a brown-skinned Muslim woman, and that's enough for them to try to take a pound of flesh. So
Laura Loomer tried to track, tried to ambush her in the halls of Congress. I think that's what incited this, right?
Yeah, and that's what's awful right now, right? So this is what I fear more than anything. We have seen times in history where people have taken advantage of incidents for very negative consequences for the people wherever they may live where this happened. And I want to make sure that we don't actually take away freedoms in the guise of somehow supporting free speech, because it would be as Orwellian as you could imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. The other question I had for you, and in addition, well, actually, two things. Number one, feel free to let us know whatever's on your mind right now. Typically, I open with that kind of open-ended question. Is there something you want to talk about before we start taking calls? But then secondly, I'm curious your thoughts on how this possible government shutdown is going to play out in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and I think that's what's most immediate in our minds. Supposedly, there's a resolution that the Republicans negotiated on their own to keep the government open, so Democrats weren't involved or consulted or asked anything. Our position has been, you've done a lot of damage to the American people through the big, ugly law that's now law that took away health care and other things from people. That has to be fixed for us to be able to work with you. We're willing to do something, but you can't continue to take away things from people, and they are. And for those reasons, we're not exactly looking at the proposal they have with anything that looks good. The Senate, of course, will be the real question because, you know, that's last time where things fell apart. But, you know, anything that takes away people's health care, food assistance, other rights of people, we are going to oppose. And I think we learned from the March lesson, American people want us to fight back.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think that's front and of mind for House Democrats for sure.
I'm curious your thoughts on the lack of fight from Schumer and Jeffries. I'm not hearing either of them pushing back loudly against Trump, against basically any of this stuff. And they have the big microphones.
Well, Jeffries is the one who's telling us this, right? We're having this conversation together and he's hearing from us and he's saying, you know, we're not budging as long as you're taking away things like healthcare from people. So I've heard it, whether or not the media is picking it up, as you often know, mainstream media doesn't do, they do what they would help sell detergent, right? Sometimes
right.
Rather than.
Well, I'm not just talking about the budget fight and the shutdown. I mean, more generally, you know, decrying, secret police and, you know, masked people in the streets and the military, all these other things.
I think the Senate's the key in that because of the votes they need, you know, the simple majority versus the filibuster, you know, numbers, where things can fall apart.
But where's the rhetoric? I want to see Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries pounding their fist on a table and warning America. And I'm not seeing that. It concerns me.
Yeah, I tell you, I don't see as much of the news because I'm in the middle of it, I guess, you know, every day on stuff. I know what Hakeem Jeffries tells us as we're talking in caucus, and he gets it. In fact, you know, on the cost of living stuff, Tom, American people get it, you know, Trump's tariffs, everything else that's devastating them. That was why they elected him. And now, you know, he's doing instead this completely other agenda. I just don't know how, even on the Charlie Kirk stuff, you know, I wish the mainstream media would take more quotes of Charlie Kirk, what he said throughout his career, because now suddenly it's about free speech.
Yeah.
Some of our fight is actually with mainstream media and what they cover and what they don't cover. And you and I have had this conversation many times.
That's a good point.
But I am hearing, I mean, Hakeem Jeffries, I can't speak for Chuck Schumer because I'm not in the Senate caucus. But I hear Hakeem saying the same things I'm saying to you right now.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's Middays with Mark, a National Progressive Town Hall meeting with Congressman Mark Pocan. Stick around. We'll be right back with Congressman Pocan taking your calls. Hey, let's be honest. Most of us are tired, stressed, and dealing with some kind of pain. And what do? We power through, because the last thing we want is another prescription. And let's face it, nothing in the medicine cabinet ever actually works. That's why I'm so glad I found CB Distillery. Their CBD products are helping so many people, myself included, sleep better, feel more relaxed, and ease everyday pain. And the best part? It's all made with premium quality natural ingredients. They have a full range of solutions for stress, sleep, pain after exercise, even CBD for pets. Their Soothing Relief Balm is a huge customer favorite, and so are their sleep products. Their sleep gummies are my absolute favorite. They really work. So if you're tired of being tired and stressed or just want to feel better in your body, check out CBD from CB Distillery. And right now, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CBDistillery.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's CBDistillery.com, promo code TOM. CBDistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry, you're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You can support animals in need in our community when you shop at Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Shop gently used and new clothing and accessories, home goods, toys, furniture, and a whole lot more. All proceeds from the Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores support the comfort and care of animals in need across the county. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift for more information.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working-class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Where?
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now, and that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. So find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HometitleLock.com/Tom. Welcome back. 20 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. Middays with Mark, taking your calls, the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Roger in Seattle, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes, Congressman, thank you, and thank you, Tom, for inviting him for the first hour. I have talked to you before, as well as your predecessor, my congressman from Seattle, and I'm asking you today to follow up on one of Tom's great suggestions, is to let's impeach the current president for treason. In that way, we don't have to go through a separate impeachment for the vice president and his cabinet. He said, if I'm not mistaken, that we can impeach the president for treason and get rid of the whole crew. And then I think what you should do to answer your first caller is use your 200 colleagues to test drive reasons for impeaching the president for treason. Now, is it killing the kids in Africa? Is it killing grandma like COVID in the first administration? Is it killing the farm subsidies or, you know, whatever it's going to make Russia more strong and China more strong than us by the fraud, waste?
We got it, Roger. And Congressman, what he's referring to is Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, it's one sentence, and it reads, "The President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors." And, some have read that to say that if the president's impeached, his entire cabinet goes with him. I'm not sure exactly if that's the case, but it seems to be.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, but, I think everyone understands that would not pass in this Congress. So yeah. I think what's more important that Roger brings up is let's aggressively message on the things that Donald Trump's doing. His tariffs are making things more expensive. His big, ugly law is taking away health care and food assistance from people. What they're doing right now, taking away and eroding Medicaid and the tax credits for health care through the ACA and things like that are directly hurting people. And that's what we're doing. You know, I think the single best thing, Tom, that Democrats can do right now is get into Republican districts where they're afraid to do town halls and talk about things. And again, it doesn't pass the smell test, right? If these are really good things, they should get on the rooftop and scream about it and get there and prove in their own backyards that they're liars and that they did bad votes. And, your member, Roger, right now, Pramila Jayapal and I are talking about doing that in a few districts around the country this fall yet for that very reason. So I think the more we can get to there and show the difference and show them to be the liars that they are on the bills they've passed is the single best way to go after both the Trump administration and the Republican members that enable them.
Steve in Phoenix, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Morning, gentlemen.
like to talk about Ken Martin here. Just real quick, but just a quick shout out to Mariners Inn in Madison. It's a little 60-year restaurant, going to be missed. Terrible. Tom would have liked it. It was nautical themed, and we're back in spring to see it one last time. But anyways, I'm sure you know about it, Mark. Moving on to Ken Martin here. I call him the Invisible Man. He was elected to be our chair, and I don't know of anything he's done. Ben Wickler would have been a hell of a good choice, and he didn't make it. I'd like to see Ken Martin come on Tom's show and discuss some things too. So, do you know, is Ken Martin doing anything? Thanks, gentlemen. Thank you.
Yeah, every chair of the DNC for the 20 some odd years I've been doing this show has come on this program. Ken Martin, mm-hmm. We've reached out to several times, haven't heard back from him.
Yeah, I find that surprising. I mean, he should. Yeah. Right? You have,
because I'll be nice to him. I mean,
and you have a big listenership of people around the country who want to do something, who are trying to fight back against what's happening. So I can't speak for the DNC. I've never tried to. They're their own entity. They are not the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee or the Senate Committee. They're not Democrats in the House or Senate. I backed Ben Wickler because he was an amazing party chair, and I think he would have been great at the federal level. But I can't really speak for the DNC directly, because I don't have that much interaction as a member of Congress with them. And that's not a knock to Ken Martin. That's I've never had it with the DNC. That's not just how they operate. So, Steve, I think the best thing you can do is through the party structure in your local community in your state, you know, they are related to the DNC. I would pose that question with those folks. And, if Ken Martin or anyone at the DNC is listening, go on Tom's show. Trust me, it'd be the best hour you're going to spend.
Well, thank you. Congressman, we have just a little less than 1 minute left. Not enough to take a call here before this hard break at the bottom of the hour. I'm curious your thoughts on the Democratic Party generally. I mean, in 92, Clinton really had to reach out to rich people and corporations, because the Supreme Court back in 78, in that decision that Lewis Powell wrote, said it's okay to bribe buy politicians, basically. Right. And the Democratic Party kind of swung away from the populism and the New Deal of and the Great Society, and swung toward neoliberalism, and now is moving back, toward populism. How about the institutional party itself? How many of your colleagues would you consider progressives? How do we bring this party back to FDR and LBJ? I'm sorry, I only have 15 seconds left.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, the best sign I can offer is when I got to Congress, three people didn't take corporate PAC money. Now I think it's like 60. Some Democrats don't take. You're right. We are swinging to a more populist, progressive place, but we've got a lot more work to do to get to the point that we're actually connecting with voters on the issues, because voters connect with progressives on universal health care and, taking care of the environment as adequately as we need to. The pressures in Washington of the special interests have been mighty, but I agree. There was a turn with the Clinton administration. I think that took us in the wrong.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
I always appreciate your candor. Thank you. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour. It's Middays with Mark, picking up your calls. We'll be right back after this break. With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. We look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle. And we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, and minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
And you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate, because they would eat nose to tail. They would take the bones of an animal, they would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth, and that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat, not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. Consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of collagen, is one of the easiest things you can do that makes the most difference in your health.
It's remarkable stuff. Dr. Chad Walding, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com/.
This week, we sit down with Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, and she talks about her run for lieutenant governor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Data shows while Wisconsin's population is growing, the Madison area is booming. We've got about 6,033,000 people living here in the Badger State. That's about 2% more than 5 years ago. But here in the capital city, the Department of Administration estimates our population is 296,000 people, or close to cracking 300,000. And in just 5 years, our population has grown nearly 8%. And Dane County as a whole is growing more than any other in Wisconsin. The county has almost 9% more people than it did in 2020. And three of the top 10 fastest growing municipalities in the state are here in Dane County. Cottage Grove ranks third, Verona comes in seventh, and Windsor ranks 10th. The data drives home how housing should continue to be a priority. Madison City and Dane County officials have set a goal to build 15,000 new homes by 2030. They say that's what we need to keep up with the surge in population. 1,600 new homes have been built since the start of this year, and another 5,000 are currently under construction. And last night, city officials introduced new housing initiatives. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
There are a series of small changes that can be made in our zoning codes to make them more efficient and to provide more flexibility to home builders and to homeowners.
The plan would allow for taller buildings, adjust lot size requirements so there can be more single and two-family homes in the same space, and lets people add two backyard units to their lots. These plans have wide support from the Common Council. Earlier this year, Alders passed the first round of housing changes to allow duplexes citywide and allow property owners to build those backyard units. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
Still staying unseasonably warm today with highs climbing to the upper 80s. And with clear skies tonight, we stay mild down to the mid-60s. And for tomorrow, sunshine to start the day, still a warm one, reaching the mid-80s, and then a chance of showers and storms by the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 74.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Frank Hermans.
When we moved here, I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class. So do you think I should start there? Frank, I get nothing. On the other end, it's just silence.
Even after she knew I was kidding.
You should tape that.
Come on. And I did take the class and I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by the general that helped save New Orleans, General Russell Honoré. He's a decorated 37-year Army veteran. We'll talk to him about the impacts the Trump regime has had on our armed services.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Did you
you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour. Middays with Mark, taking your calls at a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. Mike in Madison, Wisconsin. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes. My question to Mark is, why isn't there no congressional oversight committee on Trump's grifting? He has made $5 billion grifting in 6 months as president of the United States. Today on TV, the CDC is going through oversight with the Senate. Why is there no congressional, Senate, or House who has an oversight committee on Trump's illegal grifting? It'll be worth $50 billion in 3.5 years if you don't stop it now.
Yeah, Mike, thanks for calling in from the district. And, you know, I think one of the most amazing grifting things is the meme coin that he put out there.
Yeah.
Is being regulated as a collectible rather than any kind of financial security. In committee, I remember Marie Guzman-Perez asked the regulators, so you're saying it's like a Beanie Baby? And essentially, that's how they're regulating. He's getting rich off of this. The problem, Mike, is what I so often say, elections have consequences. The only way you can get a committee to do a hearing is if you're in charge, politically in charge of that committee to do that. Same is true with how you get something on the floor. At least there we have a discharge petition like they're doing on the Epstein files right now. But in committee, you don't. You can do a shadow hearing, but I'll be honest, those don't get covered very well. But we do need to let people know the full corruption of not just the Trump administration, but Republicans and their complicity in allowing him to do this as well.
I think some shadow hearings into Epstein and into Trump's $5 billion would actually get a lot of coverage. But if I could encourage you guys. Rob in Mesa, Arizona, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, thanks for taking the call. Hey, I just want to say that the Epstein files is something that the many independents and half of MAGA finds very important. And I think the Democrats need to expand on this. And basically, they need to look at the Epstein file and show it as the tip of the iceberg of what's hidden. Our government hides. I call it the Epstein curtain, because nobody can see behind this curtain. But this curtain represents more than just these pedophiles. It represents other dark money. Donors. We don't know who these dark money. It could be other criminals. It could be other, nations. It just could be just greedy people. But we got to break this iron curtain of the Epstein iron curtain. And the only way to do that is to pass a constitutional amendment, which the Democrats have proposed, that says that corporations are not people and free speech is not money. And we need to promote that every time. So even if the Epstein files come out, to say, yeah, but the Epstein Iron Curtain is also hiding all this other dark money. Yeah. And we need to expose names and just keep it going. Just keep that Epstein file alive, because people connect with that.
Okay, Rob, let's get the congressman's thoughts on that. Thank you.
You know, both Rob and Mike, Tom, brought up at a 30,000-foot level the issue of corruption, really, and comes to campaign finance and other issues. And it is one of the central themes that we are looking at right now as Democrats, and they're exactly right, because we're seeing it happen by not just the Trump administration, but the Republicans in Congress. I do think, though, that I want to keep it as broad as possible on the corruption, because, the Epstein files, there's got to be something. I was talking to a senior member on the floor yesterday, and it may not be Trump himself that winds up being central to them, but it's somebody's names, whether it be rich and powerful or family members of high ranking folks that don't want to have it released. But just my feeling, Tom, my feeling alone is it's kind of like eating a donut for breakfast. It tastes really good at the time, but you have no sustenance out of it. I don't want to rely solely on that issue, because I can tell you by the calls I get to my office, that's not what people are reaching out to us about as much. And it's something the media loves to look at. It's something that shows the complete hypocrisy of Republicans. But in the long term, it's going to be this much broader issue of corruption that we need to focus on, because it does permeate pretty much every level. And I think it has that sustenance level more than just any one issue.
Cece in Northbrook, Illinois. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, Tom. Mr. Pocan, thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate you talking to us. My question to you is, do you think theatrics are effective on the Democratic side, and do they have any? The last theatrics I remember off the top of my head was Congressman Green in the House of Representatives showing his anger, because I feel like you're just not showing the anger. We need some, you know, red faces and some. Hakeem Jeffries is just a disappointment to me. I need to see the angry black man. I'm sorry, but I need to see some emotion. So what are your comments on that?
Yeah, so there, I mean, I do believe in theatrics. I do think you see it a lot on oversight and government reform and judiciary, whether or not the mainstream media or others pick this up. We don't have control over it. There certainly is that. There are a number of members who see that seems to be central to what they're trying to do, realizing that there's not a lot of policy substance that's going to happen. But I also think it's taking it on the road and taking it into the districts and taking it to where local media is covering local elected officials. That's harder work, but I think maybe better work at the end. It might do a better job of driving these messages home. Because I think one thing that, you know, people just, it's a smell test, right? And if you're really saying this is a great bill, the big ugly law, for example, but you won't have a town hall and you won't really talk about it, and someone else is willing to come in and then tell you about it, and you're still not willing to talk about it, that doesn't pass a smell test. And I think that's sometimes what people need to wake folks up. So theatrics, yes, it's already done on a few committees on a pretty regular basis, may not get covered, but let's take it to them. And the more we do that, I think the more we deliver a very potent, powerful message at the local level.
Amy in Madison, Wisconsin, you are on the air with your congressman.
Oh, hi, Mark. This is Amy. You know, Russ was saying, yeah. Well, anyway, what I wanted to say was that in Wisconsin, I really like the governor. They're letting everyone get a COVID vaccine at CVS or Walgreens, and it's really happening because our state has decided to do that, Wisconsin. And that's why it's important to have a Democratic governor next time. You know, and Ben, I think, may run for governor, Ben Wickler. I don't know if he is, but he might. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Well, I
thank you, Amy.
Yeah.
Congressman.
I think, Amy, again, thanks for calling from the district. I think you bring up a really strong point that we shouldn't be allowing healthcare policy to be decided governor by governor. Fortunately, we have some good governors, but it's not like, you know, the state lines are going to be that protector of people when it comes to diseases. And I think right now it's a scary time around vaccines in general with the Department of Health and Human Services. I believe Ben Wickler, I'm not sure if he's officially said it, but I believe he is not considering running for governor. So I just want people to know, a lot of people who are this week, a couple people got in the race in Wisconsin, Tom. We're going to, you know, as a purple state, we're going to get a lot of attention for that race. But the point that having good elected officials who look out for their constituents first and foremost, like Governor Evers, is great, and we need more of that. And I appreciate Amy's call.
Is Governor Evers term limited, or has he just said
no, he's decided not to run again? He's put a half a century of public service in.
Wow.
He's, I think, 74. I wish him the best. He's probably one of the most, if not the most decent person I have ever met in politics, Tom.
Yeah.
Just he's exactly what you see is what you get. A really, really decent person. And, you know, I'm glad to call him a friend, and truly unique. And we're going to have a new governor, and that's going to provide us some new opportunities. But I want to thank him for his service in our state.
Well said. David in Amherst, Massachusetts, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes. Hi. Thank you. I just wanted to bring to your attention and everyone's attention that today is Constitution Day, to commemorate the signing of the Constitution on September 17, 1787. A law was passed in 2004, Public Law 108-447, Section 111, that requires educational institutions that get federal funds to educate their people on the Constitution. And each federal agency or department shall provide educational and training materials concerning the United States Constitution to each employee. And I'm curious, Congressman Pocan, if you're aware of this, and if there's any talk on the Capitol about today being an epic and very important day, the Constitution Day.
Yeah, David, no, I wasn't aware of it. I guarantee Jamie Raskin is probably talking about it, if anyone is a constitutional law professor. But and what we're doing is just the opposite, right? I mean, we're taking the argument for free speech and the issue of Charlie Kirk and using it to go after people and fire people and threaten the funds of organizations that employ people that say something that, you know, you can say dumb things. You can say things that are uncomfortable, but you have free speech rights in this country according to the Constitution. And so I think that's the scary part, right, is just that we're actually in a very different path. And that's why it's important. I wasn't aware of it, and I'm glad you brought it up, David. So thanks so much.
It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be in a couple of seconds. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us, the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, representing the 2nd District of Wisconsin and the U.S. House of Representatives, taking your calls for the hour. Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman Program, our regular feature. We'll be right back with your calls for Congressman Mark Pocan. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Pocan.house.gov is both his website and his blue sky handle. We'll be right back. So you just got back from your summer vacation, right? Maybe even had to book two rooms because of your snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to Zepa, ZYPPAH.com, and using the code PINK, or text my first name, Tom, that's T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting Zepa.com and using the code PINK, or text Tom to 511-511. Remember, Zepa's Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase, or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
Get ready, Madison. El Sazon Jarocho is now open on Plaza Drive. Five-star authentic Mexican cuisine. Fresh, homemade, and the best prices in town. See why one review said, best tacos I've ever had in my life. El Sazon Jarocho. You won't leave hungry, just happy.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lace up your sneakers, Wisconsin. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is coming to Madison on October 5th. Walk with WMDX in honor of someone you love and help us move closer to a cure. Registration is free and easy. Start or join a team today at alz.org/walk.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer, and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money. It's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich. Tax the rich. Tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So this is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body, you know you're getting sick, and your choices are to tough it out, get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and get coughed on, or open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed, and there's a doctor involved here, doctor-prescribed medications to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. This is great for traveling, by the way. Strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and I can get you $45 off if you go to urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use that promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, when you check out. You have to do both. urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. And Larry in Sonoma, California, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Good morning, and glad to talk to you, Congressman. My question and point is that the conversation is just being too controlled by the right wing, and they appear to, goes through the newscast, and you keep hearing the same thing. I'm getting upset in the morning listening to MSNBC try to do two-sidedness. Well, why aren't we talking about what triggers these people to do these shootings? And to me, it is the Republican rhetoric. And we don't hear that coming out.
Yeah, I just saw someone posted something that I believe the Cato Institute, Tom, put together that shows right-wing versus left-wing, either, I don't know if it's killings or violence. Right. And it was hugely on the right wing where violence is occurring. So at least I am seeing some of that put out. And if it's really was the source was the Cato Institute, I mean, that'd be very interesting.
Here's the numbers. Since the day after 9/11, because that was such a huge event, it just skews all the numbers. But since the day after 9/11, there have been 139 people killed by right wingers, 121 killed by jihadis, 17 killed by ideological / misogyny / incel ideology, which you could characterize as right wing, 13 killed by black separatists, nationalists, or supremacists, and 3 by far left wing people.
Yeah. No, I mean, the scary thing that we have to be guarded for right now is that they're going to try to use this to go after people, right? This list of people that they want to have fired. They're going after communities and universities. They're going to start going after left-wing groups, in their words. And yeah, I just saw posted on social media, one of the Republicans at the Patel hearing made the claim that if Charlie Kirk had been around at the time of the disciples, he would have been the 13th disciple. Like, you know, they are completely going to rewrite history on this in order to try to accomplish their agenda. And, you know, they're going after Ilhan Omar on a censure resolution, and she didn't say a thing. They don't have any words that she said to censure her. And, you know, this is why it's an especially scary time, and we all have to be active in this.
Beth in Manhattan, New York. You are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi. Good morning. I wanted to ask Representative Pocan why the Democrats aren't trying to do those things that inspire and uplift Democrats. It's lovely that you guys are going to go to these Republican districts and, you know, tell them what their representatives aren't doing. But have you seen the open letter that, of all people, Liz Cheney wrote as to what we should be doing? She had like 8 points. Like, why aren't we having press conferences every day saying all the lies and illegal stuff they're doing and what we're going to do to fix it? Why aren't we having a shadow court every day on all the people, including, of course, first and foremost, the president, that need to be prosecuted for the illegal stuff? If you like, I can literally read you the 8 points that she put in her letter that say it succinctly. Would you like me to?
We don't have the time, Beth. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so here's my response. It's easy to put 8 points together. It's a lot more work to actually put all these things together. And in the case of press conferences, guess what? We do daily press conferences in Washington, the House Democrats, and I believe the Senate Democrats do the same thing. Whether or not they get picked up is another question. But, you know, Tom, I think, let's face it, when you look at how media is consumed, we need to be using media in a very different way and not the traditional ways to get the message out. Republicans do it better, you know, and then sometimes our media, in trying to be fair, as I think this caller or another one brought up, are trying to do the two-sidisms. And, you know, sometimes there's not two-sidisms. Charlie Kirk said some pretty awful things, and, you know, we can't allow them to use that to take away our rights. So, you know, I think a lot more is happening than I think people really realize. I just don't know how to make sure we get that information out, because if we don't, then you are screaming into an abyss, and we need to make sure we're doing a better job of that. And I think that's a fair argument.
We have just 1 minute until the end of the hour. Do you think that this is a problem with the Democratic Party's reliance on the consultant class? And B, your thoughts on the upcoming weeks?
Yeah, I mean, don't even get me going on the consultant class. When it comes to campaigns, I have many, many complaints. I've been on many calls where consultants are in their big Virginia homes and not even getting up out of their chair while we're talking. So I agree with you on that. I think it is, we need to know how to use media better and know use new media better, and we're not yet. And that's important. Most important thing to look at is by September 30th is the end of our fiscal year. Not a lot of people are following it. I just saw some polling this morning about whether or not there's a government shutdown, depending on what the Republicans do. But this is a chance for us to highlight that they've done a lot of damage to people in healthcare. That's what we're trying to do right now in other issues as well. Help us amplify those on your social media. And it could be a bumpy ride in about a week, Tom, and we'll see where that gets us.
Okay. Well, we look forward to having you back on and discussing it when the day comes.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Tom.
Thank you, Congressman. It's always a pleasure having you with us. You're one of the good guys. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Congressman Mark Pocan. Yeah, Pocan.House.gov is his website. You can find him on Blue Sky at the same, Pocan.House.gov. We'll be back on the other side of the break with my rant. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone.
If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Kira Sabin, positive psychology midlife coach.
People cannot take away our joy. When I spend time with people I love, putting my time and energy in things that I love that I think are important, not much has really changed. If you are worried about LGBTQIA plus rights, go volunteer at that organization.
You know you're moving the cause forward, and that's great for our mental health.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Phoenix Police Department says the bomb squad is responding to an area outside Turning Point U.S. headquarters where people have been gathering since the fatal shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk last week. Phoenix police confirm they were notified about a suspicious bag and say they cleared the area out of an abundance of caution. It comes a day after suspect Tyler Robinson was charged in Kirk's murder. He remains in Utah County Jail. President Trump and the First Lady are at Windsor Castle for a state visit hosted by the royal family. ABC's Karen Travers has more on the historic visit.
With this visit, the president becomes the first elected political leader in modern times to be hosted for two state visits by a British monarch, having already been hosted by the late Queen Elizabeth II in 2019.
Anti-Trump protesters also demonstrated in parts of London. The Federal Reserve Board wraps up its two-day policy meeting this afternoon. The board poised to lower interest rates, analysts say, for the first time this year. This is ABC News.
92.7